What up, what up, what up, everybody? I'm the Mademoiselle, and you are currently rocking with the Mad Cast. Make sure you guys get your tea, get your snacks, get everything you need, because you're going to get your opinions rocked. Of course, before you leave, make sure you leave a review down below, and be sure to stay connected on all my social medias at the Mel, TheMlle, and be sure to check out all my other social media channels. Especially on YouTube. I hope you enjoy the episode. So, today we're going to be talking about pretty privilege. Now, this has been a topic of discussion for quite some time, and I just decided it'd be a very, very interesting topic. Now, it is a very, very subjective topic. What's pretty to me may not be pretty to you. What's pretty to him may not be pretty to her. What's pretty in one culture may not be pretty in another culture. So, first things first. Now, when it comes to privileges, it comes in many different forms. There's pretty privilege, there's black privilege, there's even disabled privilege, religious. Religious privilege, so many different things. Now, I'm one of those people, I've always benefited from pretty privilege. And there's a lot of people that's probably watching this like, bitch, you not even pretty. You ugly as hell. And that's fine. Honestly, I don't give a fuck. And that's honestly because I'm one of those people that is extremely confident. I'm one of those people that you can probably call me ugly and I'll just laugh at you. Like, that will never affect me because I've always been a very, very confident person. I don't think I've ever had a time in my life where I really sat there and been like, I'm ugly, I hate my face, I don't think I've ever had that. I think I've had moments in my life where I didn't like certain things about my face. Like, I feel like I have a double chin in certain angles and I don't like that. At one point I didn't like my nose as a child. I don't like the fact that I grow like little chin hairs and little like neck hairs and stuff. But I've never had a time where I was like, I don't like my face. Like, I really like my face. I have a lot of confidence in myself. There's times where my weight fluctuates and I don't like my weight. But for the most part, I'm very, very confident in myself. I've never really had that issue. But when it comes to confidence, I feel like confidence is something that looks good on everyone. So no matter if you think someone is ugly or not, confidence is a worldwide virtue that just looks good on everybody. So it doesn't necessarily matter whether you think someone is attractive or not, or someone is pretty or not. If someone has confidence, I guarantee you, you're going to be attractive to that person's confidence, because that is something that everyone is just attracted to naturally in someone. And that is something else that is definitely something you have to keep in mind when watching the rest of this video. So when it comes to pretty privilege, everyone wants pretty privilege. Everyone wants to be physically attractive because they feel like being physically attractive gets you very, very far. And to be quite honest with you, it can get you very far. I'm not even gonna lie. I can say that there's so many times I've gotten free oil changes, free clothes, free items, honestly gotten able to cut in line, just whatever, free merchandise, free this, that, and the third, just because people thought that I was attractive. It was like, you know what? We really like your energy. We love your confidence. We love your face. We think you're really, really pretty. So you know what? You can cut in front of me. You can get this free item. We'll let you do this, that, and the third just because you're pretty. Oh, you're lucky you're pretty. Go right on ahead. I love your energy. I really like your attitude. You know what? Just go right on ahead. I benefit from pretty privilege a lot. I'm not even gonna lie. I've even seen a lot of my friends, you know what? I've even seen a lot of my friends be able to get a lot of free things just because they're pretty. And I've also seen the opposite. Just because a lot of people were not as attractive or people didn't think they were attractive, not be so lucky. And it's crazy because I never knew that there was a word for this. And so I started watching videos and I'm like, oh shit, I benefit from pretty privilege. I've gotten a lot of free things or gotten a lot of passes in life just because people thought that I was pretty. So of course, like I said, it's very, very subjective. What is pretty in one culture, what's attractive in one culture may not be pretty in another culture or may not be acceptable in another culture. So this falls under certain things such as skin tone, hair type, certain things like hair texture, voice, even like there's so many different things. But there's also certain things that are just universally attractive, or there's certain things that are just universally acceptable or not acceptable to certain types of people. Like, again, confidence I feel like is just universally attractive. Like, if you're confident in yourself, it doesn't necessarily matter what your skin tone is or what it is. And that's just a personal opinion, because if you are sure of yourself and you know you look good and you walk around with your shit like together, people are just gonna automatically gravitate towards you. I don't think Chris Brown's attractive at all. I think Chris Brown, yeah, he's just average, but he got that shit. He's just an attractive person because he has that confidence. He walks around like, I'm Chris Brown and I'm the da 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 da. So everybody just thinks Chris Brown is attractive. It is what it is. I think Chris Brown is an average looking dude, but it doesn't matter because Chris Brown walks around like he's Chris Brown. But it's that privilege of that confidence. And they're not bad looking people, of course. That's just my personal opinion. If you couple the attractiveness as well as the confidence and the pretty privilege, all of it comes together in a package. Just like there's some people that are not ugly at all. Like they really do truly look good. Like they're gorgeous, but they don't have any confidence. And since they don't have any confidence, they just get thrown in the trash. Like people don't even look at them twice because they just don't have any confidence. And there's some people that, you know, they're just gorgeous and they don't have to do much. And people are just like, oh my God, like you're just so pretty. You know, so there's a lot of things that factor into that. So if you are pretty, you know, if you are, you know, really, really attractive, you are going to be able to get pretty, pretty far. But of course, you have to keep in mind that prettiness and looking attractive and just going solely based on looks does fade, okay? You do get older, your boobs do sag, your butt does sag, whatever the case may be. But there's people that go to extreme lengths to keep all of that together. And of course, I've made many videos on this, but you know, there is plastic surgery. A lot of people will under the knife all of these things intact, okay? We have facelifts, eyebrow lifts, you know, we have breast implants, we have BBLs. People will go through so many things just to keep their bodies intact, get in society's good graces. And this could be for career purposes, for societal privileges, for a lot of people being pretty is literally their income. And a lot of people may not understand that. Now that I think about it, that's actually crazy to think about, but for a lot of people, that is their reality. If they stop looking good, there's no more money coming in, or it's a lot less money coming in. Some people are able to just cultivate their careers off of their personalities. Some, it has to be their face. The sad thing about pretty privilege is a lot of people are faced with the daunting reality of it from the time that they're young, right? Some people are faced with it from the time they're in high school or middle school or even college. A lot of us have heard of the ugly friend, or, you know, have been faced with being duff, or have had a duff in the group, or, and you're probably not really familiar with it until it really happens to you. Maybe you're the dark skinned friend in the group and they didn't allow you in the club, or maybe all your friends were denied entry into a club or certain situations similar to that, and you didn't understand why, and they were probably like pointing at you or hinted towards you, and you thought, you know, you were the cutest, you know, you thought maybe you looked the best or you looked really, really good, but maybe they hinted saying that you didn't look that great. And it was just based off the fact that you weren't cute enough to get into the club. You didn't have pretty privilege. Now, understand, this shit just really gets on my nerves because a lot of this, again, is very, very subjective. So, like, in African cultures, it's more beautiful to be heavier set, right? However, in Asian cultures, it's more beautiful to be thinner. Now, of course, we'll take it back to skin tones, right? In Haiti, I'm considered fair skinned, right? However, in America, I'm considered darker skinned or even brown skin, but on a darker skin tone level. I consider myself brown, but a lot of people consider me dark skinned. So everything is very, very subjective. So you have to really, really keep that in mind. Like, depending on what region of the world you're in or that you are from, beauty is very, very subjective. And then, of course, we have the European beauty standard that detects like everything for the most part. And that's when you are faced with, I'm not pretty enough. And let me just tell you this right now, you were not anything. You are beautiful and you are perfectly fine. People are just fucking assholes. And this is when I started to realize what like pretty privilege was. I think in like college, probably a little bit after college, because I never thought that that was a thing. Like, me and my friends never necessarily had that issue of like getting into parties, because where I'm from, if you're a girl, you just got into a party where I was partying. Like in Jersey, if you was a girl, you got into parties most of the time for free. Like, we never paid for parties. They just started charging women to get into parties, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, I already paid to get into a party. Like, I never started paying to get into parties until
until after college. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, this is ghetto. And I did it for a very short amount of time. Then I started making friends with party promoters and shit, and I wasn't doing it no more. But my whole time in college, we never paid to get into parties. Like, women were always free. So, like, it was crazy because eventually I started seeing, like, people and, like, friends, and I would see story times on YouTube of people talking about, like, yeah, I was too dark to get in the club, or they wouldn't let my friend in the club. I'm like, kind of shit is that? That's mad weird. Pretty based on what? And apparently, there's a lot of people that think that, you know, if you're not a certain skin tone, if you're not a certain this, you're not a certain that, you can't get into the club. This is ridiculous. It's clearly colorist, and it's very problematic. Comment down below if you have a story like that. I'm very sure someone has stories like that. Personally, it's never happened to any of my friends in terms of clubs, but it's definitely happened to my friends in terms of kickbacks. I would have certain, like, guy friends or just, like, guys that want to hang out with me, and they'd be like, oh, bring your friends. And a lot of guys didn't find my friends attractive. It would be like, oh, bring your friends, and I would bring one of my best friends, and they'd be like, okay, she good. And then I would bring my other friends, and they'd be like, nah, your friend's ugly. Straight up. Why are you bringing these ugly ass friends? Swear to God. And I used to be like, if my friends can't come, then yeah, we not coming. And he'd be like, nah, I mean, like, you and your other friend can come. Don't bring them ugly bitches. Swear to God. And I cut them niggas off real fucking quick, because what you're not gonna do is call my friends ugly, because y'all not even that cute. All y'all got is liquor. Like, it was just so fucking weird. It's like, we could drink by ourselves, no thank you. I was always the link up. I would always, like, tell my friends, like, yeah, like, yo, we about to go drink, da 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 da. And they would be like, oh, okay, what's good, like, when we gonna do this? And I'd be like, oh, we're not going no more. And they'd be like, why? And I'm like, oh, blah blah blah. I would always make up some excuse, and it was always because these fucking bitch ass trash ass niggas would, like, be talking shit. And I never told them, like, oh, they said y'all was ugly. I would just be like, something happened, they had to go home. Or I would always make some dumbass excuse, because that's just rude. What we're not gonna do is call my friends ugly, and what we're not gonna do is talk shit about my friends, you know? So it was crazy, because, like, shit like that started happening, and it was weird, because first of all, y'all bold, second of all, y'all not cute. It was just annoying. Very, very annoying. When you really think about it, a lot of times what people associate with ugly has a lot to do with colorism out here, from what I perceive. From what I perceive, the friends that they were perceiving as ugly were the friends that I had that were overweight or dark-skinned. It was never the light-skinned friends. It was never the skinny friends. It was never the white friends. It was always the ones that were dark-skinned and overweight. So it really, really bothers me, because it's like, that's very funny. It really is funny. But half of your friends is fat and dark skin. Is they ugly too? Or are they not ugly because they're men and they have liquor? We have liquor too, bitch. If there's any men watching this, like, what is it that y'all consider ugly? Because it just doesn't really make any logical sense. Because if anything, the way that y'all consider a lot of these women ugly is ugly in you. You know, it's ugly to consider a woman ugly simply because of their skin tone. You know, simply because they are dark skinned, simply because they're overweight. A lot of the friends that I did have, and still have to this day, that are overweight and are dark skinned, do not have that much confidence. And I will say, a lot of it has to do with these shitty ass men and shit, a lot of girls that bullied them growing up, right? And the fact that a lot of people that they grew up around, that did not instill confidence in them. So I will say, if you're watching this and you're a parent, please focus. And I will say this, like, especially when I become a parent, or just any kids that I have, like, especially any kids that are around me that are dark skinned or overweight, I try my best now, like, to really instill that they're beautiful. Like, because I swear to you, I feel like we do not do a good job at all in instilling self-love in kids. I feel like we spend so much time on everything else that self-love is, like, on the back burner. And it really does show. It really does show, because kids go through a lot. They get bullied in school. They get degraded through middle school. They get obliterated in high school. And then by college, there's nothing left. There's, like, nothing left. In adulthood, forget about it. This is why it's so easy for them to get picked apart. This is why when things like pretty privilege and all these other privileges come up, it's like there's nothing left for them. A lot of people who are overweight, a lot of women who are dark skinned, they do need to have just that little ounce of confidence instilled in them from the time that they're young. Because not everyone who is overweight by choice. There is hormonal imbalances. You know, there are health issues that do arise that do cause people to be overweight, you know, that do cause kids to be overweight. And I really feel like if just someone spoke to these kids and told them, like, hey, you are wonderful, you're beautiful, you're amazing, there's nothing wrong with you, and just made them feel comfortable in their own skin and made them feel like they're just not that much different from everyone else, it would make such a difference. Look at all the Disney princesses and all the villains. Most of the villains are fat, overweight, dark, scary, you know? And then you see all the princesses, a lot of them are skinny, thin, white, airy, like, and yes, there's some outliers, but we're talking about the grand scheme. Do not go sit here and comment all the, okay, but this one, this is, come on now. And it really does have a very, very long-lasting damaging effect on people that a lot of us don't necessarily think about. And I don't want people to think I'm, like, promoting unhealthy lifestyles, because I don't think it's okay, you know, to be like, yeah, there's you know, healthy lifestyles and being 600 pounds. That's not what I'm saying, because no, that's not okay. But for the people that are involuntarily overweight and are trying to lose weight and are trying to lead healthier lifestyles, until they get there, I think it's very important to establish a sense of confidence in them and let them know, like, hey, you are beautiful too, and you're not ugly, and you're not less, you know, you're not less than everyone else just because you're heavier. I've gotten jobs just because I was pretty. I've gotten oil changes for free just because I was pretty. I've gotten free shit just because I was pretty. I've gotten to cut lines. I think I've gotten a free DVD player because I was pretty. I've gotten like a free tire one time because I was pretty. Like, listen, I get a lot of free things. And no, I've never had to do any sexual favors because I was pretty. And it's really interesting because a lot of people don't get that. And I recognize that. And I didn't recognize it until I became an adult because I didn't know what that was. I thought, oh, yay, they are being nice to me. And it's weird because a lot of people don't really recognize that. You know, they really don't recognize that at all. And I think it's really important. And for those people that may think that it's not that big of a deal, it is that big of a deal. Because at the end of the day, like, it's something that really does destroy people's self-esteem. And people's self-esteem is something that is very, very important and integral, because we all live on this God's green earth together. And if people's mental health is not okay, we're all not okay. Okay, so we'll definitely keep that in mind.
Are you pissed off yet? Of course not. Thank you guys so much for listening to the entire episode. If you guys really want to connect, make sure you guys stalk me on social media. Again, all of my handles are at TheMelle, TheMelle. Make sure you guys go and you subscribe to the Patreon for extra support. Same handle, by the way. And I do exclusive uploads on there. And make sure you guys go and you subscribe to all my YouTube channels. Make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss out on any future episodes.